fall short is enriching their systems with public records to find out where a person really lives, whether they're deceased, if they have a car, that type of stuff. Because without that information, the rules-based systems can't make those types of decisions that need to get made.
And this can end up being a lot of money.
Oh, it's staggering. I mean, right now they're saying on average about 5% is fraud. So the vast majority of people want to do the right thing, and they do the right thing. But when you're talking about billions and billions of dollars, I was at a presentation today. They said it's $100 billion in fraud across the entire government sector where there's entitlements being paid. And these types of tools can stop it from happening. A great example, a person works for the federal government. They retire, and they move from their home maybe in Northern Virginia down to Florida. They decease. The government doesn't know that, and they continue paying their pension benefits. Those things can and should be stopped.
And so you essentially pulled together open information that's already out there that can help the IRS and other federal agencies, because a lot of federal agencies have to deal with these kinds of issues, but you can help them do that.
Yeah, we can help them absolutely do that, and we can help them do it in a timely manner. I mean, one of the biggest debates and issues out there today, Chris, is that when someone is entitled to something, how quickly do they need to get paid, right? So we can do these things. We can verify, for example, the identity of a person. We can make a recommendation or a distinction about is an address good or bad. We can do that virtually real time so that the end user, the recipient of the benefit, isn't impacted by the process unless they're flagged.
And how do you do that? I mean, is this just tapping into like credit card data? How much it sounds complex, and frankly, I think a lot of citizens out there are going, hold on, you know, it makes them kind of oogie.
Yeah, it's just open source information that's collected and then linked back to individuals. So in one way, I think it's a great tool to make sure that the people that are receiving a benefit receive it in a timely fashion, and the ones that are trying to defraud our country, our society, are stopped. These people that are getting this money, some of them aren't good people, Chris. It's organized crime. It's people that are trying to launder drug money. It's people that potentially are trying to harm our democracy, and they need to be stopped.
And I know LexisNexis, you provide a lot of data to the FBI for background checks, a lot of that kind of information. It's almost remarkable what's out there already on folks.
There really is. And this whole thing right now, we call it revenue recovery, revenue discovery, is a relatively new market. Because in the past, companies have gone out there and they developed these rules-based systems. Like, you know, Chris, did you spell your name correctly? Does your address match your previous address? Did you fill out all the different lines correctly? And if you did, you slide right through and boom, you get your entitlement.
Yeah.
The problem is you don't know if this is really Chris Dorbeck, right? And secondly, just being kind of funny, but, you know, maybe Chris is in jail right now.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't receive any benefits. And you see, you read about that every year, these prisoners that receive these benefits that they have no right to receive.
Yeah, and so this has to do with waste, fraud, and abuse, but it also has to do with getting, if you have no issues, getting the money into the hands of the people who actually need it, deserve it.
That's exactly it. And most people, the vast majority of people, they're doing the right thing. But there's a percentage out there, and because the numbers are so large, it has to be stopped. And one of the speakers mentioned that if you looked at what $100 billion would be relative to a federal agency, that's the amount of fraud they were estimating, it would be the second largest federal agency in the U.S. Mm. DOD would be the only bigger one. That has to be stopped. I mean, we're at a time right now in our society where we're having real challenges with our budgets, and, you know, we need police officers, we need federal government employees to do the great jobs that they do, we need teachers, we need all these people, and we've got to get this fraud out of the system. And this tool, which I think is relatively new, which is basically feeding in these public records into these rules-based systems to find more fraud, It has to go out there. I'll give you another example. In a county down in Florida, a homestead exemption, big issue across the country, right? And what happens is someone says that they live in Florida, but they actually live in Virginia, and they claim Florida as a residence. They pay no Virginia income tax. They also get a benefit by being a Florida resident relative to their property tax. According to our analysis, there's more people living in Florida right now than there are houses. And we did this one thing. We found almost 18% fraud. And I think the number was almost $37 million worth of assessed value went back into the assessor rolls. And they got over $2 million back in back taxes. So this stuff, it has to be stopped. We need teachers. We need civil servants. And this is taking away from that.